put it on that hook.
You ever use menace for bait too?
Yes.
And let's see. Now, you have the spiders. It's another kind of insect. What do you call the thing that the spider makes up in the corner? What's the name you use for that?
I don't know. They're just pesty, I know, but...
And what about the place where he lives up there, you know? You might... And he weaves that thing up there. What do you call that? The old spider weaves.
The spider web.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell me about... You mentioned... Catawba trees that you have. What other kinds of trees, not fruit trees or anything like that, but just normal trees do you have around, grow around here?
Oh, some flowers and camellias and things like that, but I don't have any other kind of trees to bear fruit.
What about trees, not necessarily the bear fruit, but just grow generally in the area, just regular trees, not necessarily fruit trees?
That bear fruit ever again?
Some of them that don't bear fruit. I mean, things like oak trees and things like that.
Oh yeah, there's an oak tree and there's a China bear tree and then there's one they call it the camphor tree and cedar tree and quite a few of them.
The camphor tree, now what's that look like? What kind of tree is that?
Well, it just has a leaf about that big and it's slick like. Got quite a few leaves on it. And it does smell kind of like camphor if you break it. Leaves. I don't know if that's the right name, but I've always heard them called camphor trees.
And what about the kind of trees that they have big broad leaves and they shed them all at one time and they have bark that peels and little balls or knobs on them and they have it's real tough wood. Sometimes people used to use it for chopping block.
Have a chopping block to chop a lot of people have them in their kitchen to do their chopping in the kitchen, but now all the stores and markets, they have a chopping block, but I don't know. Then the people that kill their hogs and have their own, they have a chopping block.
You know what kind of wood they usually use for that chopping block? Y'all have sycamore trees around here?
Used to, but I don't ever see one now. We had some sycamore trees when I was growing up, and they grew to be big trees, and they have a little ball that forms, they call a sycamore ball. Kind of fuzzy like when they get full of material.
And what do you call the part of the tree that is underground? You know, what's your name for that? The part of the tree that's underground, you know, the part that grows under the ground.
Well, that's a root.
And what about the
you know the answers to all these. Why are you asking me?
Well, see, like I told you. Okay. Let's see. What about the kind of tree that, I don't know if they have it around here, and it's a shrub, and the leaves get very red in the fall, and they grow in clusters of berries of bob, and some people used to use them in tanning leather.
It's nandina?
In tanning leather. Is that nandina?
We got the nandina, and then we got the redbud.
And is that like a shoemake or shumac?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that shumac.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the kind of bushes that if you rub up against them, or the vines, if you rub up against them, they'll make you break out, you know, they'll raise welts on you. What do you call those kind of things? What do you call those?
Well, now, I don't know. What I'm allergic to poison ivy.